we must understand what is our purpose in speaking about what is happening now in Eretz Yisrael, what is being called in the American press preparation for a civil war between those who are Torah observant Jews and those who are antagonistic to this type of living in Israel. What can we do about it? I really don't know what we can do about it and what influence we have in these matters in Israel. There is, however, one reason why we must protest against what is now going on in Israel. Chazal tell us that all the pain, suffering, and anguish that Job went through was due to the fact that he was in the council of Paro Melech Mitzrayim when he issued the decree against the Jews then in Mitzrayim that Kolabina Yiloida Yoira Tashlichu, and all the troubles he brought upon the children of Israel in Mitzrayim, the suffering, the labor that was decreed by Pharaoh. He was in that council of four, and he did not protest. Therefore, he had to suffer. The late Briskerov, Zecher Tzadik Livroche, posed the question, and what if he had protested? Would he have succeeded? Would Paro not have gone through with his evil decrees? But the Briskerov explained, no, he would not have succeeded. But if someone cuts into my flesh and I begin to shout and say, it hurts, stop it, what's that going to help? Will he stop it? Nevertheless, I must shout. Why? Because I feel suffering. I feel the pain. I cannot control myself. I must express my anguish and pain. Hashem Yisborach said to Eve, it's true, you would have been unsuccessful, you would have achieved nothing in your protesting in that council. You were a minority against a majority. But didn't it hurt you? Didn't you feel that your flesh is being cut? Didn't you feel your blood running? Didn't you feel you're being attacked? Didn't it hurt you? And if it hurt you, how come you did not protest? How come you did not express that pain? Only because you didn't feel any pain in this decree. You don't realize what pain is. So suffering was brought upon him. And now Eve cries. Now Eve says he can't take it. Now you see what pain means? You know you won't achieve anything by crying and protesting, but you cannot withstand the pain and not protest. Why didn't you act the same when you were sitting in that council and heard what Paro wants to perpetrate against Klal Yisroel? This, my friends, is the reason why we are also expressing our protest against what is now going on in the Holy Land in Arzenu Hagdosho. Who would have imagined, who would have ever imagined that in our own land, that land that Eini Hashem Elekecho Bo Mereishi Shono Vadachli Shono, that land where the eyes of Hashem Yisborach are continually observing us and all that goes on in that land from beginning of the year to the end of the year. That land which is Arzenu Hagdosho, that land which is the source of the Gdusha of Klal Yisrael, only because we are an Am Kodesh was this holy land given to us by Hashem Yisborach. When in all of Jewish history could we have thought that in this land there would be an expression of hatred to Gdusha, hatred to the mode of living governed by Torah, demanded of us by Hashem Yisborach, and hatred expressed not through non-Jews, but expressed through our brethren, our Jewish brothers in Eretz Yisroel. When in Jewish history did we ever dream that such an event could take place in Eretz Yisroel? But, my friends, it is taking place, and it hurts. It hurts terribly. It cuts to the very heart of Klal Yisroel. And we here in this country, in Golis, cannot refrain from expressing that pain, that anguish that we feel that such could take place be'artzenu hakdosho. And there's another moment in this pain, in this anguish, that we must express. Chazal teach us that when Ben Hadad, Melech Aram, the king of Aram, sent to Ahav, who is called in Chazal Ahav Rosho, that Rosho whom Chazal tell us Ein lo chelek lo olam habo, to such degrees did he sink. And that Ahav, when Melech Aram sent his messengers to him and asked that he give him all his silver and gold, give me your women and your children, all belongs to me. Ahav answered, so shall I do, ki dvorcho adoni amelech, l'cho ani, I am yours, v'chol ashali, and all that is mine is yours. The messengers of Ben-Hadad returned and said to him, ko amar Ben-Hadad limer, so says Ben-Hadad, I asked of you to give me your silver and your gold, your women and your sons, your children, shall you give to me. Tomorrow I shall send my servants to you, and they shall search your home, v'chipsu es beischo, es bote avodecho, and the homes of all your servants, v'hoyo kol machmadenecho, and all that is dear and precious to you, yosimu biyodom, shall they place into their hands, v'lokochu, and they shall take. And when Ahav called his council together and said, Dunoru, understand and see, Kiroze Mevakesh, the evil that this Ben-Hadad seeks, Kishalach Eli, for he has sent unto me, give me your wives and your sons, your silver and your gold. And this I did not withhold from him. But now he asks, Kol Machmad Einecho, all that is precious unto you. The Skenim answered, Al Tishma V'lo Yisoyveh, do not heed this call of his. And then Achov said to the messengers of Ben-Hadad, Imru La Adoni Amelech, say to my master Ben-Hadad, all that you said in the first message, Koil Asher Shalachta Al Avdecho, Borishoino E'eseh, that I shall do. V'adovar azeh, but what you ask now, Kol Machmad Einecho, that which is precious unto us, that also, Lo Uchal La'asos, that I cannot do. What was this Machmad Einecho that the Skenim and Achov the Rosho cannot agree to? Chazal tell us, Sefer Torah. Ben-Hadad wished to take from Achov that holy work by which Klal Yisroel lives and through which Klal Yisroel exists from the day that it was given at Sinai down through the ages and until Bias HaGoyel. That Sefer Torah, Achov refuses to give to Ben-Hadad, regardless of whatever suffering Ben-Hadad shall bring upon him. What a lesson to learn. Here we speak not about a tzaddik, not about a gaon, not about one who observes Torah and mitzvahs. We speak about one who is called Achov Horosho, one who did so much contrary to Torah to an extent that Olam Habo is denied to him. And yet, to give the Sefer Torah into the hands of Ben-Hadad, that despicable act even Achov Horosho cannot do. Achov HaRosho realizes and feels that this is the most precious of all that Klal Yisroel possesses. One who does not observe what is written in that holy book, in Sefer Torah, yet he realizes that Sefer Torah represents the preciousness of Klal Yisroel itself. That he can under no circumstances give up. What is happening today in Eretz Yisroel? Is there any way to understand it? Jews themselves should destroy Sforim. Jews themselves should destroy Chamisha Chumshe Torah. Sifrei Kodesh in a shul in Tel Aviv. Jews should destroy Sforim in yeshivas in Tel Aviv. And not only that, leave swastikas on the walls in order to identify themselves. Would we have ever believed that such is possible? Can a Jew sink to such a degree of lowliness to identify his acts against the Almighty himself in swastika? I am a Nazi. This is what is happening today in Eretz Yisroel. What does it all mean? It means that we should recognize what can happen to a Jew when he is removed from a Torah life and a Torah education. What happens to a youngster in Klal Yisrael who is brought up not on Torah education, but in secular knowledge alone, antagonistic to what Torah teaches? To what shall it lead? It shall lead to that which only Nazis have ever before performed against us. My friends, we have much to think about, but the first and foremost thing that must enter our minds is to dedicate ourselves to see to it that we ourselves study and live by Torah, that we ourselves teach our children Torah, continue to build and expand the institutions which expound Torah to Jewish youth, to build and expand yeshivas in this country, in Golis, with pride, with devotion, with understanding that we overcame by the help of the Almighty the swastikas of the Nazis, and Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach, we will overcome the swastikas of those created through an anti-Torah education and an anti-Torah mode of living by them in Eretz Yisroel. Yehi Hashem imonu v'azreinu v'nizkeh lebias goyel ha-tzedek b'mheiro b'yomeinu. Amen.